Welcome to an all-new episode of Sip the Sauce. I'm your host, Lydia. Today I have with me as my two special guests, I have Josh from 231 Go Podcast.
Thank you for having me. Hey.
And then I've got Janita reappearing from her North versus South episode.
Hello.
So today is all about food. We are talking about the best of the best of the best. And we have four categories. The first category, the best French fries. Number two, the best burger. Mm. Number three, the best chicken sandwich. And number four, the overall best fast food chain. And we've got a great little group here because obviously I'm from Texas. Janita is from Illinois, living in Iowa. So we'll say she represents the Midwest. Mm-hmm. And Josh is on the East Coast representing North Carolina.
Mm, and Kentucky.
And Kentucky. So we have a great little group here. And I'm really intrigued to see who has the best of whatever. So let's start with the French fries.
French fries. Man, they're not even French. You know that? That's crazy. Yeah. They don't even eat French fries. I've never been to France, but I don't know if they eat French fries in France.
I've been there, and I will tell you, I never had a French fry offered to me. They call them pommes frites, and that was never on the menu, no matter where I went. I actually ate more French fries or chips when I was in Ireland than I did when I was in France or anywhere else. They love their chips in Ireland.
That's what they call them in England and Australia. I used to live in Australia. They called them, you know, they had the traditional fish and chips. Mm-hmm. It's funny that in America they have fish and chips, but they don't give you actual chips with the chips. They just take the name and they're like French fries. It should be fish and French fries, couldn't it?
Is it French fries because of how they're cut?
I think that's the technical. They're French cut or julienne.
The only reason why I said that is because, like, I love green beans, and then they have the French style green beans, which are sliced thinner.
What about the waffle fries? Those, man. Ugh, let's,
I can't. That's a whole different ball game. I can't do a waffle fry.
All right, let's hone in.
Let's start. Let's start derailing. There. Josh, your favorite French fry, go.
Well, are we going top five? Because I made a list. I have a whole list of my top five.
Let's do your top five.
I'm going to descend and go from five down to one. Okay. Because I think it makes for a more enjoyable listen. All right. So my top five fry, Wendy's natural cut fry, but only if they're seasoned correctly now.
Okay, you got that right.
There's an issue there if it's not seasoned correctly. Or just give me the iodized salt. Give me the iodized salt. I will, you know, but they never pack the iodized salt. You gotta ask for it. Can I, just in case you guys didn't season it right, do you mind the iodized salt? That's gonna help.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. My number four, the Chick-fil-A waffle cut fry. I don't know why. It's always so consistent. It's the same fry every time. Number three, Five Guys, not the regular fries, and not because they give you a mountain of fries that you don't even need, the Cajun's fries that they have there. That's my number three. Mm-hmm. Feel free to comment at any time. You don't have to be silent.
You have a very interesting list. Let me just say that I am intrigued.
Well, this is North Carolina, Kentucky area. You know, you gotta.
Okay, I gotta remember where you at. Okay.
All right. I'm just taking it all in. I have notes going on here.
I got you. Number two, Steak and Shake, but only with the cheese. The cheese fries. The Steak and Shake. Cheese fries.
Don't you almost lost me there, but you got me back.
Yeah. And then number one, this is undeniable. There's nobody's going to be able to top this one. Undeniable. McDonald's fries, when they're hot, right out, and also salted correctly, which is very important.
Hands down, the number one fry. It's that salt. You got to have the salt right.
You're not wrong there. I will give it to you. McDonald's is number one. That's number one on my list.
Okay. Number one on my list.
But you
as
have
well.
To eat it within like 4 minutes, or else that, or else it goes down to like number 12. You know,
there is nothing worse than a cold McDonald's fry because it gets stuck in your throat on the way down.
It goes from the best.
That's because you're
to
not
the worst.
Chewing.
You only have a certain amount of time.
You have to chew.
But you don't have to chew like that in the initial 4 minutes that John mentioned, or Josh mentioned. Okay, so I like your list. Janita, what's yours? I want to compare these soon.
Okay. You know, you did some good ones. Wendy's would be my number five as well. I like their fries, but like you said, if it's not seasoned correctly, sometimes they give you like that last scoop. And all you get are these hard, gross fries. I can't do it. But overall, better than anybody else. My number four.
Wait, what was your number five? I didn't even hear it.
Wendy's.
Oh, Wendy's. Oh, yeah, same. Wendy's. Twinning.
Okay. I don't know if y'all may not be with me because you may not have this. White Castle.
You know, I have never had White Castle burgers outside from the grocery store. Or French fries, because we don't have White Castle over here.
White Castle French fries or crinkle.
All right.
So
I got to go try them.
Kind of get on my list. Number three, I would have to say Rally's or Checkers.
Checkers fries is interesting. I forgot about them.
Okay, so Rally's and Checkers, I think, are very close because they're the Cajun fries. And they're so good.
Orange.
They're almost my number two. They're not orange.
Well, the ones in my checkers.
It's just like, I mean,
always
it's
orange.
They're like brown ish.
They're Cajun
colored. They don't
okay?
look like the traditional yellow color. They're more, yes. Okay. I see what you're saying. So they're orange, but they don't taste like Cajun. I don't know.
I love them. Those,
they are
actually
delicious.
Okay. They're my number two. I got to go back.
You're changing your list?
You're changing to what's number three now.
Changing list. Mid-pod.
Burger King.
Burger King is my number three because they changed their fries.
They're no longer
disgusting.
Are they no longer Freedom Fries?
Oh,
no. What? Did they go there?
You don't remember? Yes,
did they go like Blue Lives Matter fries? Like, the hell?
After 9/11, they were Freedom Fries.
Wow.
For like a
So first of all, let's get this cleared up. French fries, the fry was born in Belgium. That's where fries come from.
Okay. I see where you're going.
Yes.
But Burger King said, scratch that. They're Freedom Fries. We're doing freedom over here.
All right. Whatever ridiculous. You say, B King.
Okay, so all three right. was Burger King. Two is
Rally's and Checkers, because I think they're like the same place. They're the exact same place. And then number one is McDonald's. Like you cannot.
You can't beat it. Well, not with the stick.
I have not hit a fry where
plastic
I'm like
baseball bat. You can't beat it.
You can't. Okay, so my list here, number five is, I know we're talking fast food, but my number five is an Orida crinkle cut.
One that you get at the grocery store.
I can't. That's my favorite. An
and
Orida
you cook it yourself at
cut.
Your house. So you, yes. you're choosing your own food. Cooking.
If I put it in
what
my
the hell?
Air fryer, it is fast food. I'm just saying.
All right. Hey, fair enough.
But
fair
okay,
enough.
I got you.
There
I
are no
you.
Rules or regulations, so
that's true.
We have to accept
Number four is Chick-fil-A. I am a fan of the of the waffle. I liked what John said, or Josh said. It. Why do I want to call you John?
Call you John, yeah.
I know.
Janita and Josh, that's hard. That's hard.
But Jay's
decipher
on here.
The difference.
So I am with you. A Chick-fil-A waffle fry is consistent.
It's very consistent. You know,
you don't
getting
get
every
a bad.
Time.
Yeah, you don't get a bad.
You go to McDonald's and you're like begging, please be the good fries. Please be the fresh batch. Not the one that's been
you know
sitting
what?
On
no,
the
I will send it back. If my fries are not hot, I will be like, hey, can I get some new fries?
I know. But then what happens to your fries after that? A little,
you know what?
Then what happens to your hot fries? Then you got to wonder what happens to your hot fries. It's too big of a chance to take.
It is. It's
delicious.
It's too big of a chance.
My little fingertips, and I'll take it.
Something worse.
Okay. Number three, Wendy's. I'm a big fan of Wendy's natural cut fries. Number two is going to be Whataburger, y'all.
I knew you were going to go Houston on me. Knew you were going to go Houston.
Whataburger has the most similar fries to McDonald's for me.
Girl, bye.
Well, wow. And the number one you already said at McDonald's. So
McDonald's. I think we can all agree that McDonald's is number one.
Only and when they.
I have to dispute both
correctly.
Of you in this waffle fry. I do not understand the waffle fry. I do not like a waffle fry because here's what happens. When you get waffle fries, how many you get? Five. That's it.
You get more.
Are you talking
five.
About hash browns? You're talking about hash browns. You get more.
No,
than
I'm talking
five
about waffle
fries.
They give you like just a handful of waffle fries. I need some fries to pool. You don't get that many. I can't do it. I'm not a fan.
Okay.
All right. So we
can agree.
Ding, ding,
that
ding.
McDonald's.
And the champion is. But let's say it together. McDonald's.
I'm
all
loving
right.
it.
So now, yeah, that's right. Now we're moving on to burgers. So when it comes to a burger, I do want to set one parameter. We are talking about burgers, not beyond burgers. So sorry, Burger King, we're not taking your fake ass burger right now.
What is
like
that
it has
beyond
well Burger King they have the Beyond. It's made from that Beyond meat, so it's not any meat. It's actually like soy and plant and all sorts of stuff mixed together. But they call it their Beyond burger. All right, so top five, Janita, you go first.
Okay, this is probably going to be terrible.
Are you going backwards?
McDonald's.
Number five?
McDonald's double cheeseburger would be my number five.
Ugh.
Okay.
I think it's nostalgic because that's what I grew up with. It was on the 99-cent menu. It is something that you could get really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Call it good. Done.
That's true.
Maybe.
Oh my goodness. All right, Janita, what's the rest for you?
Okay, my number four would be, I kind of have my same places I go to. So this one's a little different. We have a place called Freddy's. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Steak and Shake. So that would be my, number four. Here's the thing. My list isn't great because my number one, everyone hates.
Well, don't divulge that. Now you've got everybody listening.
It's so crazy.
Don't say it yet.
Okay, let's zoom through to number one. I'm ready for this.
You're not ready.
I am.
You ain't been there. You ain't ready. All right, number three would be...
You just said you're not ready. Oh, okay.
Number three would be Burger King. It's their double cheeseburger, bacon cheeseburger sandwich. It's my go-to. Number two would be Wendy's
Baconator.
The Baconator. I love the Baconator.
That's my sister's favorite.
With pickles.
Ooh.
I add a little twist in there. Yes. Now, my number one favorite burger, and you can decide if it's a burger or not, is White Castle. I love me a White Castle. Those little tiny burgers, those little baby burgers.
Do you do in-home White Castle or do you go to the White Castle people?
No, because in-home White Castle is absolutely ridiculous.
It's not good. I've made them. And I was like, what's the big hype? They made a movie.
Oh my goodness. And that movie was awesomeness.
I love the movie.
Because the movie is real life. So when I'm in Iowa, they do not have White Castle.
They do not.
So when I go home, I eat White Castle. That is the very first meal I eat, and I will I will take time not seeing my family so I can go to White Castle first and get my food.
I completely understand that. But Lydia is going to be mad at what I'm going to say next. Do you think White Castle is just like a little bit racist? I mean,
why can't it be a multicultural castle?
Why can't we're going to stay off racism on this episode because
y'all killing me. Leave my White Castle alone, okay? Leave it alone.
Why not call it, I don't know, multicultural castle? Maybe that's more fair.
All right, Josh, you're five. Go.
All right. Number one, Five Guys. It's just, it gets done right in front of you. You see exactly what's going on.
Overrated, overpriced. Killing me. No.
A lot of tension coming from the north over there. All right, number two, Steak and Shake. Let me explain before you go off the handle. Before you guys go off the handle, I like my burgers very thin and flattened out and a little bit crispy. So it's not a juicy burger. It's like almost like a BLT.
And it's
delicious.
That is like my bacon? Freddy's burger. No, the Freddy's burger. The sides are like a little crispy because it's like a Steak and Shake patty. Yeah,
they
get you on that one.
They're like in recognizability. It's almost like it's so thin. It is. And I like that. I love it.
All right, keep going. All right,
here we go. Man, I'm not trying to please you, Jonita. I just listed my list of what I like. I'm just trying to please myself.
He's just trying to do him.
I'm pleasing myself. Okay, do you, Lou? This is my list. All right, whatever. All right, the next one, I only had it a couple of times, but In-N-Out Burger out in California.
Ugh.
You never had it?
I have. You know what? The burger is decent, but the time it takes to get through the damn line to get that burger, it's not worth it. Makes it worth it for me.
No. People hyped it up and I was like, oh, okay. Ate the burger and I was like, what is this?
You know what I just realized? I read my list in reverse.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't read it from backwards to forwards. I read it from forwards to backwards.
It's okay.
Let me read it again real quick because it's not going to make sense. Because they're going to think my number five was Five Guys, and it's not, even though it has the number in the number. All right, so my number five was Burger King's double cheeseburger. That's what you said, Jonita, right?
No, McDonald's double cheeseburger.
Well, Burger King's double cheeseburger is, they got it going on over there. I don't know what they do with it, but it's fluffy. It is, it's so nice. It's a good one. So it went that way. Burger King, 4, In-N-Out, 3, Steak and Shake, 2, Five Guys. Oh, I can't even read my writing. I forgot all about this. And then my number one is Disney World.
What?
They have them a cheeseburger in Disney World at this Dolphin Resort is what it's called. The Dolphin Resort. Oh my God. You have not. And I know we're talking about like fast food and everybody's had it, but I had to name this one the best because it was literally the greatest cheeseburger I have ever had in my life, hands down.
Okay. So we'll say my list is pretty short. I actually only have a top three because I'm a chicken person. I don't do burgers that often. Okay. But when I do the McDonald's Quarter Pounder. That's my number three. Number two, it's the Whataburger hamburger. It's
Houston representing.
But it's not so much about the burger. It's the onions on the burger. Oh. Those onions are the most potent ass onions I've ever had in my life. But for some reason, when you've been attending in the adult beverages, those onions wake you up. You come back to life.
Get out. Is that a thing? It's, what kind of onions? What are we talking about? Like magic onions?
They're yellow onions. but I don't know how they always manage to have the most potent onions. Like, you can tell when someone's had a Whataburger because you can smell them before they come in the door. It is.
Is that a thing you want? Unless, that's like, you're getting attacked by a vampire, maybe?
I'm just saying, it's good. You have to experience. And my number one actually is from Jack in the Box. It's the sourdough Jack.
Oh, God. I forgot about Jack in the Box. Bro, the I might have to change my list.
The sourdough Jack is intense. Or, you know what? I'll slash the ultimate cheeseburger.
The ultimate cheeseburger is what I was thinking. That's actually number one. Actually, I changed my list. I go back. because it's so true. I forgot about it. Like, I was thinking, well, there's so many places you've eaten. But yeah, you're right. The Jack in the Box ultimate cheeseburger is the ultimate cheeseburger. It's so good.
Perfect.
It's amazing. That,
man, it's not good for
that
you.
Five Guys burger but got it's kicked so off. Good.
Perfect. Bye-bye. All right, so we can agree that we're all a big fan of the cheeseburgers. It's something some
I like bacon. I got over it.
I love bacon.
Okay, so now we have the chicken sandwich, and I want to go first here because I'm very passionate about my chicken sandwiches. So my number five is going to be the Popeye's chicken sandwich. I do. I have five for this. The Popeye's chicken sandwich. Mm. And I like it because the chicken breast is very moist and it's very juicy. Tells me
the Whataburger and Cane's is ahead of Popeye's. And already I know this and it's making me furious.
Number four is your traditional Chick-fil-A sandwich. Now, due to the number of pickles that Chick-fil-A allows you, they almost got bumped down to like 10 because they are the stingiest people when it comes to the damn pickles. I don't understand. Do they have a pickle shortage at Chick-fil-A?
I think they do.
Two pickles.
At two pickles. Least, that's it.
I can't with them.
And one mayonnaise.
So yeah, exactly.
A dollop.
Like, I need like a gallon of that. If you don't mind.
Number three is the Burger King char-grilled chicken sandwich. It's really good. Throw some cheese on it. Number four, number two.
On. Let's go back. Is that the one that looks like a submarine?
No. This is that.
Because the one that looks like a submarine is delish.
That's okay, I thought Reddit. You were about to come for my sandwich because I was like, that's on my list. And it's high on my list too.
The submarine one?
Yes, my submarine.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, that's a great one. Okay, hold on to that one.
That's the breaded one.
Let's talk about a different one.
The number two, which honestly, this is probably my number. I'm going to switch it up. Number two is going to be the Whataburger grilled chicken with cheese. They have a sauce that they put on their grilled chicken sandwich now that takes it to the next level. And number one is the Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich with cheese. And you got to watch out for this, people, because you will say add cheese and pay the $1.19 for more cheese and they will never put it on there. I open my sandwich while they're looking at me to make sure I have the cheese because it's not the same as getting home and putting a slice of cheese. They need to put the cheese.
Well, you paid $1.19 for the cheese. They got to put the cheese.
True, but it's more sense, about right? The melting factor. I need to have it melt it to a certain point by the time I get home. All right, Josh, your turn. What's your chicken sandwich list?
All right. Well, I'm going by what we ate in my household, which is exactly how both of you guys have created your list. So please, no sneers or snarkles, if you don't mind, because it throws me off of my game and my explanation about why I like these. Okay, so here we go.
Keep a straight face.
My number five, KFC. Grew up on KFC. Man. KFC all rampant all over Mississippi. So maybe KFC is the armpit of chicken. I don't know.
It is.
Janita, we're supposed to be no comments.
All right. Here's my other one. And you didn't say nuggets weren't involved. So I'm throwing my number four is McDonald's nuggets. Those things nuggets. Are the shit. White chicken sauce.
That's not a sandwich.
I clearly
it's
said
not sandwich. Racist. It's not racist. I'm not trying to be racist.
Those nuggets are amazing, but nuggets are not chicken sandwiches. So I'm going to have to throw that one out.
Oh,
continue.
All right. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Whatever. I don't have another one, so I don't know what you want me to do. Hey, how about this, Lydia? How about the chicken that I make at home?
You know what?
I like the chicken I make.
If it's as good as those Orida crinkle cuts, then I can support you. I can support that.
I never had your fries. You never had my chicken. So maybe we should DM after the podcast and figure that out.
You both are out of pocket, off topic, not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You got chicken nuggets over here.
Right on topic. And she got fries from the store. Talking about.
So number three. What's number three?
Chick-fil-A.
They are good.
Any way you want to slice it. Little nuggets, like French fries, like waffles. It don't matter. Good chicken. All right. Number two, Popeyes. I mean, golly.
What is wrong with y'all?
Popeyes?
Okay.
Have you ever had a Popeyes chicken sandwich? Here's how you know how good Popeyes chicken sandwiches are. You want to know what happens? They run out. By a certain time of the day, they're like, we don't have any more chicken sandwiches. I look at the sign, I'm like, it says chicken sandwiches on the sign.
I need you to come mark that out.
Is this their McDonald's equivalent of the ice cream, the McFlurry machine?
Probably. Yes. Probably.
And now what's your number two on the chicken sandwiches?
I mean, well, we already said Popeyes.
Oh, number one.
And then number one, Maryland fried chicken. You never had Maryland fried chicken.
No.
You need to go have it. It is on point.
All right, Janita, your list.
My list is very short because I do not order a lot of chicken sandwiches from places because I can make my own chicken at home.
There you go.
You're going Lydia.
So,
hey, yes. You're the one who brought up your homemade chicken.
Well, I only brought it up because you disqualified
and chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets are not a chicken sandwich.
Anyway, let's continue.
Okay, all right.
So, my top three would be, my number three is, it's kind of funny, Wendy's chicken sandwich grilled. Mm-hmm. My number two is Burger King's chicken sandwich grilled.
Submarine.
No, not submarine. The submarine sandwich is my number one.
Grilled one, like, man, I like.
So the Burger King makes two of the best. But how ironic.
I don't order chicken sandwiches.
Burger King.
Yes,
Burger King. Is on your list twice.
Yes.
For chicken.
I add cheese to my sandwich and pickles. I always have my cheese on my sandwich, Lydia.
Okay, well then I need to start visiting them a little bit more because
and get your grilled chicken.
Okay. So let's go to the main event. Best fast food restaurants, chains, whatever you want to call them. Janita, go first. What you got?
Top five. Okay. Burger King.
Why?
It's Burger King. I have it my way. And they'll give me a crown. Like, hello.
You know, like, I haven't been to a Burger King in so many years. I don't know why. I just have not have, been like, to a Burger King here. In so many
That's
years.
That's the issue. Okay.
Four.
Culver's.
Okay.
Number three, Rallies or Checkers.
Okay.
Number two, McDonald's.
No way.
Number one is White Castle because I fucking
White Castle.
I love White Castle. So many people hate
Not
it. I
racist,
love it.
By the way.
Oh, geez. Okay. I'm going to hold my comments for the end because I want to see how we all rank. Josh, you're at it.
Top five, Taco Bell, McDonald's, they tie. because they're both delicious, but they're both so not good for you. That's why they're at number five.
Okay, four.
Number four, Cookout. You ever heard of them? Cookout? Mm-mm. That's a over here thing. I'm not going to get into it because that's going to take too long. Number three, Wendy's. Mm. Number two, Sonic. You ever heard of Sonic?
Nasty.
They ride around on roller skates, giving you your food. Such a happy place. Right, you're roller skating, burgers, you know? Mm. Nice. And then number one, and I don't know if this qualifies. This could get disqualified because I think it's kind of fast, but it's not fast food. Does fast food need a drive-through?
Yeah, that's a good question because I was about to ask. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Fast food doesn't need a drive-through.
All right, then my number one is out the door. I say Five Guys is the best.
You know what? I'll give that to you though because they're weird, but I'll give you Five Guys.
Yeah, they're fast enough.
Yeah.
Did our Five Guys have a drive-through?
No, I've never seen one with one.
What?
Okay. Well, Janita, are you ready to go over your top five?
Okay, yes.
Lydia obviously wants to go last.
We're going to amend some things.
Okay.
Because I thought you were just strictly talking with burgers. Mm. Overall, right. Fast food restaurants. Okay, number five. Dang, I got to move some stuff. McDonald's would be my number five then. My number four would be Taco Bell.
Okay.
I love me some Taco Bell. Number three is Wendy's.
Okay.
There we go.
Number two would be Sonic.
Yes, that's what I have.
And number one would still be White Castle.
White Castle. See, I've never had White Castle. And Whataburger, and I know that's going to be Lydia's number one because I could just feel it. But
it is not my number one. It is not my number one.
It's not your number one? Oh, my God. Now I'm way more intrigued. Okay, go.
All right. My number five is Taco Bell. Hmm. My number four is Chick-fil-A. My number three is Wendy's. My number two is Whataburger. And my number one, it's McDonald's.
Get out.
Oh, you went number one for Mickey D's?
You know what? It doesn't matter the day. I can go get me one of those Cokes, or I'll say any soda, because they do it well on all their sodas, where you take a drink and it burns the throat.
Yeah.
I got to have that throat burn.
It's so true.
And then,
the other places do it too sugary, like Pepsi, and it's just like syrup. And you're like, you're like drinking honey.
So let's just recap what we've come down with. I've been making notes here. Okay. So when it comes to French fries, what we could agree on, fresh out the fryer, properly salted McDonald's fries is where it's at.
Yes.
Nobody can beat it with any kind of a stick, whether it be metal, wooden, plastic, styrofoam,
or if it's vibranium,
aluminum, any kind of material you want to think
you never
about.
Know.
You cannot beat it with a stick.
So,
beat it.
When it comes to burgers, we were a little all over the place,
but it's
agreed upon type is going to be a delicious cheeseburger with some bacon.
And a second patty.
Two patties.
It has to be two patties.
Then for our chicken sandwich, we really didn't agree on the chicken sandwich. I mean, we had nuggets coming up in there. We had the difference between a grilled chicken and a breaded chicken. Janita had some strong feelings on Popeyes. Josh and I felt similar about Popeyes. So the chicken sandwich, that's all over the place. Then when it came to the best fast food, I want to give an honorable mention that out of the blue, Taco Bell just came up and was on all three lists. Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, man.
Yeah, they were all number five.
they were really, you know, came out of nowhere. Taco Bell for, you know, they really honorable mention there. Now, I would like to also point out, we all had Wendy's as number three.
Yes.
Because I think Wendy's is that number three of life.
Did we all have Wendy's on our a burger one or no?
No, I don't eat Wendy's. I don't eat burgers at Wendy's.
Is it?
So you're only the chicken.
Chicken. I will say the best honorable mention out here, because we all had different number ones, was Sonic. Now, Sonic was not on my list, but now that I think about it, Sonic is a staple. It is a go-to, consistent, pull up, get whatever crazy drink I want, get some tots, and their little cheapy
ultimate,
burger
is good. Ultimate hot dog, the hot dog that has all the chili and the cheese.
That was a great episode, guys. I really do appreciate y'all being here with me, hearing y'all's food opinions. I think we're going to have to get this little group back together and do some more food episodes, because I like
where y'all are coming from. This is a whole other podcast, to be honest. I think that this is a food podcast. I like it.
So we need to get a West Coaster.
Yeah.
And then we need to do a limited series of food podcast episodes.
It definitely is a limited series, but it's definitely a series.
This is going to be the first of many food episodes.
Yeah.
I got to find us a West Coaster to add to the group. And absolutely. I look forward to having more food episodes with y'all. Thank you both, Janina and Josh, for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I want everybody to have a great week, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
2-3-1 out.
Thanks for listening. Make sure to follow us on Instagram @sip_the_sauce. And make sure you check for new episodes wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day.